not sure it could. They say that heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
From Daytime After Dark. That was the Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Play Nice. And I'm sure everyone's like, okay, why is Carly playing this song? Carly's playing this song because of what happened today. So I'm going to bring everyone on. But the reason why I played I'm Not Ready to Make Nice, why not just set F off to the fans, I feel, today. By doing what you did with Kelly Sullivan and Sage and, you know, letting dear little Sin, it's okay, Sin. Let's feel sorry for the little bits. That's it. Okay, so no F-bombs tonight, but you can say whatever, because I want to take this recording and I want to post it on every CBS daytime thing I can think of, because this is inappropriate. And the number is 347-850-8721. And, so I'm bringing everyone on. I'm gonna bring people on. And I hope you guys can hear me, because this is a new house phone I got, thanks to my parents for picking up, and it has 13 hours of talk time. So Megan and I can, talk for like 11 hours without dying? Okay, I'm bringing Maggie on first.
Hi, everybody. I'm very brokenhearted tonight, but I hope things are going good where you're at.
Yeah.
All I want to say is I love Sage. And she could have been in a coma. something, anything. Yeah. But she didn't have to die again without that Biddy by her side. I mean, I used to love Sharon. I really did. Until she set the Newman Ranch on fire. I have no sympathy for pyromaniacs, no matter what, who, why the reason is. And that she was baloney in my book from then on.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. I was never really a Sharon fan. You know, I always thought she was too good for herself. And, poor little Sharon. Well, you know, guys, I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. Because, Sharon can sleep with every guy on in Genoa City and comes out like a rose. No. Sharon puts Phyllis down the stairs. And she wasn't honest about some of DNA.
It's a long list.
So, yeah, there's a list of wrongdoing, and I'm going to let Tony on. Hey, Tony.
Hello, Carly. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Hi, Maggie. You too?
Hi.
I am so sorry that you guys are so distraught about this particular situation.
Thank you. It's heartbreaking.
I can imagine. I say that I can imagine, as Carly well knows, please understand. I've never even seen the show, so I have no clue what you're talking about. But I've been, I understand the feeling. I get that. Wow. And, you know, going back to GH when they killed Dukov for what, the third time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get those feelings. But I'm kind of flying a bit blind tonight. So you guys walk me through it and help me out, and I appreciate. But I do, you know, and the fact that you guys. You know, Maggie, you come on and say the first thing you say is you're heartbroken. And that tells me from somebody on the kind of on the other side as being kind of a bit in the business that those people on that show, they're reaching you, they're touching you, they are affecting you. And that's a huge compliment to them, regardless of what the outcome is, the fact that they're affecting you somehow means you know, that means they're doing their job. It might not
well,
be the job
really,
they want.
Really doing their job? No. Tony, you know, what Duke on Zeno Hospital was one thing. Coming over to YNL, J.P. and Pratt killed a 7-year-old. They had Jessica Collins off the show. The list goes on and on about what they have done over there in the past 3 years. In the past 3 years, they have done so many wrong things that, you know, after today, you know, yeah, I love YNL, don't get me wrong. Hi, Christoph. I'm mad because, you know, they could have done this the right way. But no, do they know? You know, do they know the right way? No, they don't. They don't know how to do this. Okay, I'm bringing on David B. and Bobby.
Bobby,
I thought you couldn't call in tonight, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got back a little bit earlier, but I'm just working by. But I just said that you can't text me on my old phone so I get my new phone in next week. But I do want to just say, do I have to write to Sharon Case for the 15th time to tell Sharon to grow up? I mean, seriously, really?
Thank you.
Can't blame the writers. Okay,
you know what?
They equidate. I am not going to go
and blame the writers on this, David. I'm not. This was more a higher-up thing, I believe. It was higher-up. It had nothing to do with it.
And to write a soul with the right?
Mm-hmm. She had, you know, oh, yeah, Fearless was raped. Thank you, Mom. Fearless was raped by Zach's impersonator. So, David, is this not one, you know, little misstep they have told it, but there's been, you know, a misstep for the last 3 years. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Sharon did not cause this. Sharon caused this, like she caused Fearless falling down the stairs. Is this like when Carly was pregnant with Sunny's first baby, and AJ and Carly were on the stairs. AJ caused the miscarriage. And I'm sorry, anyone that tells me different, go ahead and go watch the show because it happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's what I thought.
You know, so tonight we are just going to be respectable about this, but they knew what they were doing today. They knew. And by not letting the American public know about this, that, oh, we are doing this, it did not give the fans any time to save her. You know, they just did this week, and
her baby's
that was
back.
Right. And I was thinking,
Christian is alive, and
Yeah,
but look at what happened in the last week over there, and you can blame the writers if you want. Look at what happened to Abby, miscarriage. Look at what happened here. Who do we blame at the end of the day? Do we blame Jill, who have caused this problem before on All My Children and TH in the past, or do we just blame somebody else in the behind the scenes over there?
I'm blaming it at the top. I'm blaming this at the top because right now I know I couldn't get an interview with any of the YNL stars right now because everyone has to be quiet. So, and that comes from up top. You know,
right.
The way, Bobby.
Okay, you can continue.
Let me finish. The way she has done it for years, she did it on All My Children, she done it on Days of Zeno Hospital, and so has Guza. So before everyone think, oh, it's the writers. No. The writers write really good, but if they are meant to write something, then the higher up. When then that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm sure the writing team is going to get an Emmy or two on Sunday, but it won't be because of this. It'll be just because of the fact that they can produce better storylines than what they have accomplished with what's going on today.
Who were you talking about?
The writers. I'm sure they're going to win a couple of Emmys.
No, it's not YNL that's going to win. If they are smart, it's going to be for General Hospital with the last year. Why, Mom? Oh,
right.
Days.
Days is really getting hot. Right.
Yeah, so I, you know, oh, and that's another thing I want to point out. Who is watching the Emmys this year? Because I cannot sit on my computer for 2 hours and watch the whole Emmy thing. So, one
that's
of us has to watch. What?
That's a good question. But another question, I asked one of the nominees, I think I asked Ray Nemitz of Bowling Pew for earlier today, what streaming service can I watch the Emmys on this year since I'm not going to be on TV? I asked her earlier today, and I wished her good luck. So, So I just was trying to get some help from somebody that were nominated when I tweeted out that question.
And
I downloaded Periscope
answers?
And that.
Well, Periscope, I think.
Right, because
I downloaded their app.
Because I was out at the time and I couldn't be able to go someplace private where I would talk to Lindsey Godfrey earlier just for a brief minute, just say give me a shout out and good luck on Sunday and have her respond back live on Periscope because I was out earlier tonight and the place I was at was kind of noisy, so I just didn't want to pay close, so I didn't want to just get distracted at the time.
Well,
hopefully if somebody like Maggie or you or somebody else can tweet me or IM me over who won or not, that'd be fine. Because like I said earlier, I don't have a phone that can be able to text me for another weekend because I'm getting a replacement phone because my other one got lost and I deactivated the old one. Mm-hmm. So,
got a question. How did you lose your phone?
Easy.
I left it at work. I didn't know until the next day that my boss called me and said I left it at work. By then it was too late because I already deactivated the phone.
Okay, I get it now.
But going back very quickly to Y&R, I think once things settle down, maybe you should just invite Kelly Solomon onto the show in general because she's a great actress. I mean, she got a couple of Emmy nominations for what she's done on GH, and I'm thinking she might have gotten one for Y&R, and she is a good actress. So I'm sure that there's a future for Kelly Solomon down the road, whether or not she come back to GH as somebody else besides Connie or Kate or over to Days or even cross over to Bowling Beautiful and play somebody else. There's still a future for her.
Well, yeah.
Maybe you should just in a couple of months from now invite her by just tweeting out a message. Would you like to come on our show and see what she said? Because I'm just putting that as a good suggestion right now.
It should be legal now, right?
She's over in Denmark. She's been over in Denmark for 2 weeks to be a Y&R. 2 weeks that it was in the can.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, if you go back 2 weeks, then Y&R is on the, 2-week time, 2 or 3 weeks. That's how long this happened. And I'm surprised it wasn't, I'm surprised that there wasn't more, I'm pissed. I'm pissed because people are saying if Stage had the reach for a cell phone, maybe the accident would happen. Okay, so now you're blaming the victim?
Possibly, but still, why did Sharon and the baby have to go racing after her? And why was the baby in the car seat facing forward where they're not supposed to be? I mean, the whole situation with Sharon, okay, fine. She's an innocent victim. She had a miscarriage. Oh, I had a baby right after that. Wow, wonderful. Yeah, right. What woman would know that? Did you walk it around a pillow?
Well, exactly, and that's what my thing is.
No questions? No teeny little thing with her nightmares she was getting? And she and Sage were working the last few days to try to find out what really happened, And then kids, Kelly just Sage had her baby for a couple of weeks or something, a little bit of time before this.
Exactly. That's what I think, too.
Everybody forgot that Mario knew that Karen was pregnant.
I think Monday she overheard Mariah talking to Sharon about the miscarriage. And we know as women, you cannot get pregnant that quick after a miscarriage.
Yeah.
At least I couldn't. And I don't know.
Right.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, this was trouble at its best.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I highly doubt that Kelly Solomon, unless for some reason she's interested, would take up the Abigail role on Days because of the fact that it's a little bit too old for her, and then I want somebody else to
go over it.
Not too old, Bobby.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's like 10 years younger than Melissa Reed, and that's going to be kind of awkward at the end of the day. Because I think Kelly was born in 77. 78, and Melissa was born in
1768.
So that might be a little bit awkward, despite the age difference of 10 years.
We gotta find a place for her, though.
Because remember, we had the same situation with Rebecca Hurst about a month ago before she re-signed with GH. So even if she is Abigail on Days, that's going to kind of put it into an interesting and unusual position age-wise.
No, because they would never do that, Bobby. They would not... you know, medically age Abby, because then they would have to age Sad, and then they would have to age the teen scene, so that doesn't work. That, you know, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Maybe no nurse at the hospital. Something.
But let's assume, and I don't want to start any possibility, let's assume that they bring back Belle. Maybe Kelly Solomon, if not Martha Madsen, would be perfect for the role if they bring her back.
Okay.
Hello.
Really?
Hello.
You're
no.
going to say?
No. Nine.
No. No. No, Bobby, that did not work.
Hello.
That did not work, Bobby. Now, Bobby, you need to find an age appropriate one. And right now, I cannot think of age appropriate one. I think of one, but you know, I think mom was sitting in her pants every day watching Days of Her Life. If mom knows who I'm saying, think about
you
mom. Think about what?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I'm just saying.
I think we'll be Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mom, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Without saying it. Okay.
Please, throw that out. Get rid of it.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just trying to go through younger actors on that. Okay,
no.
So it won't, Mom. Oh, really? Okay, so
I want my
Patty
back originally.
Yeah.
I think it'll work.
Say, but I don't know if Sarah will work because she's mainly focused on movies and primetime right now. Because to get her back on daytime after 20 years would be kind of maybe difficult at this time, and I think she might be focused on movies and prime time. So I don't know if that's going to be a good idea.
I want Kelly back or nobody. I want Kelly back as Sage. The way these soap operas, Carly had a point out to me. People do die, like Adam, how many times, and he came back, right? But, okay, she did reach the phone. I forget she did. No. The phone slipped on the floor and she reached. But she was hit that instantaneously and got killed?
Exactly.
I would think you'd be alive a little bit longer than I want to see my baby. She got to see her baby, her real baby, Christian.
Yes.
And then she died. And Aunt Biddy had, I called paramedics immediately when I saw the accident. Oh, yeah, poor you.
Again, like I said earlier, am I going to have to write to Sharon Case for the 20th time and tell her to tell Sharon to grow up? I might have to do
that. Yes, put on the good girl panties for you.
I mean, come on. See, I've done enough. And I'm so sick of people saying, Well, I didn't know that I messed with someone's life last summer. Oh, I don't remember Phyllis going down the stairs. I think I was pregnant, and I really gave Bertha sorry. Okay, are you? And you were just in a mental hospital, and they let you out? Oh, okay. Really? You're going to say, that she's so stable? Sharon Case had never been stable a day in her life. We have Pyromaniac was Mom Hayes.
That was me.
But, you know, remember who else is the Pyromaniac?
Yes, I do, but...
Okay, yeah, I know. I was just thinking about that. And she has slept with every guy, every brother on the show. She's slept with Dylan, Nick, Adam, Billy, Zach, and Victor. And she was flirting with my husband years back, Christoph.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yes,
oh, yeah. And that was unacceptable. That was unacceptable.
No,
I didn't even accept Hillary and Neil. Mom knows that. It should be me.
Mm-hmm.
It should be me. No one else.
Okay.
So.
Well, I just know.
You got your job and young and restless because right now it can't be you.
I know one thing for sure. If it was up to me and I have this little dream fantasy soap thing of a crossover, I could not imagine Sharon and Abigail from Dave being in the same room together. I mean, I can just picture that as a fantasy.
Ooh.
Because Abigail's losing her mind, too.
And did you hear what JJ told his mother?
When?
That she needs help also? I guess she got a teeny little pill problem?
Yeah.
That's another person, too.
Everybody know that.
That's another person, too, Jeff.
Yeah, we could have all three of them as roommates.
Okay, and I just want to say a little about Jennifer. Tony, we are going on Days of Our Life now. I want to say something about Jennifer and the addiction and pain meds. I have to. It has been burning me up inside, my mom.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, she was addicted to the pain meds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if another person, you know, takes it how they are supposed to and, you know, lets someone know every time she takes a pill, they are not, you know, addicted to painkillers. And I just, watching Jennifer's storyline has been really hard. All I got to say is my grandma is back watching Dave because Maggie and I talk about it so much. And now I want to suit myself for saying, oh, grandma, watch it. It's really good. No, okay. I'm never going to open my mouth ever again, you know.
All I got to say is if Melissa Reese trying to win back-to-back daytime Emmys, and if she does this Sunday, which I think it would be a shock if she upsets Jessica Collins or Lindsay Godfrey for that Emmy.
Oh, you know what? I want
that this storyline right here will probably just be the one that will get her perhaps maybe one next year versus this year unless she wins Sunday, and then you're talking about back-to-back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Back-to-back for who?
If that were to happen Sunday.
Okay, who are we talking back-to-back about?
Melissa Reese.
Melissa.
If she's looking to try to maybe win a daytime Emmy for her work last year, and she surprised everybody on Sunday. And
wait, Melissa, we won last year? Melissa,
I don't know.
For the work that she done last year, if she wore the surprise, and I'm not saying she would win it, but if she wore the surprise, she would get an Emmy here. And then with Either way, this current storyline is bound to be an Emmy-winning worth material for her.
Right, this storyline, not your last year.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to say who my pick is. Tony, mm-hmm. now we are talking about the daytime Emmys because we are all over the place tonight, but we will keep you in the room.
It's okay if I can get back quickly to Dave's one more minute, and I just want to say
sure.
I really admire Claire Olivia's singing voice. I tell you, it's too bad American Idol is off the air because I probably would have said, you need to go on American Idol, girlfriend. I would have tweeted Olivia right away and go on American Idol next season. Too bad it's gone off the air. But since she works for NBC, and I don't know how employees will be crossing over to another show, maybe America's Got Talent or The Voice might be able to hire her. I don't know if that would be Claire, the actress that played Claire.
When she did it in the jailhouse on top of it, when they were arrested, it made her song more captivating than when she originally sang it. At which her boyfriend put it on YouTube, supposedly in the story, right? But the way she sang it in the jail, I go, oh my God, it's like my Elvis.
I haven't watched this week's show, but when I saw last week's show on Sunday, particularly Monday the 18th, I was impressed to the point that I have agreed with Sierra for once, which is rarely I have agreed with Sierra since she became a teen, other than for her just defending herself over what happened to her with Chase, and that is the fact that Taylor Swift had nothing on her.
Oh, God, nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Okay. I mean, I love my Taylor. I do love my Taylor, but I agree with you guys, and I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
But,
hi, Abe. Okay, hi.
What a voice.
Hi, James. Yes. Hi, James Bundu. Hi, Zane Wells from Days of Our Life. You know I love you to the moon and back. But I'm mad at Abe right now. I am so mad at him.
Yeah,
so
bad.
And for crying out loud,
Bobby,
we had James.
Bobby, why do you keep interrupting me?
I'm sorry. I'll let you go on because I am mad with him too.
Ooh. Okay, you know what? I'm pissed. You know, I love James. He will be on the show again in June. But by now, I'm glad we don't have him on because I want to strangle his little neck. To say that Sierra need to stay away from Sierra. Okay, Abe, let me say, she's been raped this year. You know, she's a little going out of control. I wonder why. Because Sage raped her. And she just lost her father. And she could have lost hope the night Aiden came in and before Abe, you jump on, Theo and Cynthia's back, find out the information, because Will has the guide been in this, storyline? Will's on. Where's Steve? Where's woman? Where are the guys that need to go down the jail cell and get my teenage people out, because they did not do this. And that jackass of a guy said, oh, Sierra is easy. Oh, God, I want to punch him. So, Mom, why don't you and I go to California?
Okay. They're on bail
right
now.
I'll write to all the teens and just because even that new person that plays Joey's girlfriend, Jaya, who I know
Jade?
Little about. Yeah,
I like
even her because I just who I don't know nothing about because I don't even know if she's because right now she's recurring right now, but if as soon as she gets up to being on every day like the other. I'm going to make sure that that's the first order of business I write to her about, and that is, have you all lost your minds? Not just saying all the teens for what they did during the prom. And I know with summer coming up, it's going to be an interesting summer storylines before the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? And I'm going to say one thing right now, and we had James a few months ago, but seriously, Abe, your kid is special. He's autistic. And Sierra has been through hell and back in the last couple of months with what has happened. Mm-hmm. At least give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because give them a chance.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
I agree. Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, David.
I agree, too, because, what made me mad
him.
Is, you know, and
it's
you know age. What? Okay. Let's play devil's advocate. I mean, Will, you know, even sad not getting down the feet. You know, someone needs to be a heavy on this. Someone needs to be a heavy loader saying, I'm going to have all you guys jobs in about 3 minutes. Because, you know, and, you know, Rafe, I love Rafe and Hope. And Rafe was the only one I felt, even though I really haven't seen it yet, but I feel like Rafe loves all of those kids, and he's like, okay, I'm going to protect them. And you know what? Will in the hill is Justin Kiriakis. You know what? Justin, how can you want to give all?
He's
by Victor right now. He and Brady are by Victor with a power off to get.
Yeah. I'm surprised that
saying,
he wasn't over on Port Charles as what's his name? Under
Ned.
Ned. I'm surprised he was over there.
Eddie Main.
Okay, well, Bobby, he's on both shows right now, Bobby. So he needs to, get to the courthouse. And get them bonded out.
Belle did it today. All the parents paid the bail and they're out.
Wait, Belle did. Okay. What did Belle do, Mom?
They paid the bail. Hope paid the bail. All the parents paid the bail today because they got in front
good.
Of. Yeah, judge. We didn't say it, which is stupid. I like part of judges.
Yeah,
right.
Me too.
But they were bailed out.
And it's a bail of Laura. I'm sure that's something she had to do to defend Claire.
She's a mouthpiece.
I mean, just because she and Sean is not together doesn't mean that one of them can help her out.
Right.
No, and you know what? Well, I am mad at Sean Douglas, okay? You know, you're going to blame Bill on the parenting styles? Really? Okay, if you were not working as much, and if you not was working as much, so whenever a dollar does something, if a dollar does something, what, the father's going to really blame the mom? Okay, you know, because I have, you know, my parents have kept my bail money since I was 18. Well, I'm a teenager, they probably really needed it because I have all these crazy ideas in my head. And, you know, my dad's like,
we don't do
that
anymore.
Well, I know. But I'm just saying how, you know, my dad would never blame my mom about, she did it again. So this is why I'm so mad. And you know what? They did not, so Aiden is coming back to Days of Our Life, which is, crappy. It's crappy.
I'm still in love with Hope.
Yeah.
He's dead. How? How can you be,
I thought.
They had been twins. Might be twins. That would really be twins.
Oh, God, you know, if that is, I'm going to shoot myself. Steven, don't
really?
Say that. Steven, do not give people ideas.
They probably already got that idea.
No, I'm glad
they
bring up that because I like the way into his story because it was kind of stupid. I'm glad he came back. Then he bring it back because it was stupid. Kind of ended it. It didn't make no sense.
No. I think Aiden's only on for a couple of days. I think it will be a ghost. It won't be the real Aiden. It won't be twins. No. No, I
he
think
tells
it will
her
be
he's
a ghost.
Still in love with her.
Right.
Well, because he's a sick son of a bitch, that needs to be stopped, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, I...
Hey.
I,
right.
It settles it.
And I heard rumors after his appearance on April 18th on the show that Andre's twin, Tony, could be coming back, too.
Wait, when did Teo say that?
I don't know, but I saw that on... No, but I think he teased that on Twitter.
Okay.
I think I might have to ask the guys that run the Saturday show tomorrow about that. But I'll try.
Bobby, what's the Saturday show?
Oh, the Diva Days of Life that Carrie hosted.
Okay.
Marianne.
I don't know if Marianne has a show this week.
Well, I'll check in the morning to see if she posted a show up on Twitter or not, because as far as I know, I told that I would be happy enough to just talk about what happened in the past few weeks and maybe on the show, but hopefully if I get a chance this weekend, if not this weekend, I'm probably going to try at best sometime in the month of May to get through at least 3 weeks worth of days, hopefully. If not this week and next week, because I'm going to be kind of busy with other plans this weekend and next weekend. But I'll try the best to watch this week's tape before I delete it.
Well, okay. I just want everyone to know that I'm saving most of my prime time shows until it goes off the season finale, because I'm a binge watcher, people. I love binge watching more than anything. My mom?
Me
too.
You're bingy.
Yeah, I love binge watching.
I have to say it.
What about you, Tony?
About what?
Do you ever binge, yes, but in a
different way. I tend to binge on Netflix from things that I haven't seen. Yeah, exactly. But I have to admit, most of them are from across the pond, from the BBC. I don't find much American television to my liking, except there is one, Once Upon a Time, I think is a most phenomenal show. But, yeah, I binge, but
definitely.
I binge on stuff that you guys probably aren't aware of.
Well, I do across the pond.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with Netflix right now, because I'm the fifth episode of Fuller House and the fourth episode of House of Cards. I'm going to just wait till maybe later on, close to the new fall season, to play catch up and maybe binge watch those.
With me and the Fuller House, I watched it that in one weekend, and I'm mad at myself. So now I'm waiting for season two.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to do. I still haven't finished season one of Orange is the New Black, and that's like into its fourth season. So I'm just behind in that. But
I'm definitely right now with no Netflix.
Yeah.
And the Ben show I watch all the time, Law and Order, Chicago Fire, Chicago MD, Chicago BG, Blue Bloods, Grey's Anatomy, Mom, and all my little shows, because I remember Tape Castle, but like NCIS LA is one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. But I love this binge watching it, because I hate it when they have 503, who you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Have you been what soaps have you been watching, Carl?
Well, I need to catch up on days. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the last thing that happened since I watched it. I don't know. What happened last week?
The sad thing is you can't watch anymore.
No. Sierra went to prom. Oh, actually, she was really cute in her little gold dress. That was the last one I watched.
Well, give away.
Right. I'm going to watch on that this weekend if I get a chance, because I haven't watched this week's anyways, and I want to try to get through this week. If not, I'll try to catch up maybe the week after next week or...
Oh, so you're behind me?
With Mother's Day coming up, I'll just probably,
Yes.
I'm behind, too. I thought I was behind. No, I'm not too far behind.
I'm going to probably just delete it because I just figure it's no use of just, unless they start putting it on demand, of having to play catch up with something that was a month old.
Oh, you can't DVR it or record it?
Well, I can DVR it because I DVR it off of our local station at 1. But the thing is, with Pop no longer broadcasting, and I'm still mad at them because they could just do away with the That 70s Show reruns or the Eugene Levy's show or the wrestling and just put days on in prime time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I said this 2 weeks ago.
No, I like that for breaking news or whatever. You can get it later, but
I've been so bad lately.
But I haven't even been able to watch it. I'm like, I'm a week
behind.
I
haven't watched it all week because I just want to bang it on Sunday, and I'm going to do a lot of crying on all the soaps by now. And
she lets me go crazy
Cole,
all week.
Yeah, Cole.
Chicago!
Cole,
love you.
How are you? You know it. Hi. I'm a girlfriend.
Maggie.
You know it was your voice.
You know what, Maggie? You're lucky I'm not in Chicago right now.
I love Miss Chicago.
Because you know what? I would have been very upset with what they did to Dave because I didn't get the message until you told me about it. And I was just going on NBC 5 and CBS of Chicago to just see the people that said, why don't they just preamp this stuff when
this
is for the news? And just give us Ryan Lars, give us Roland Bugle, give us Dave. Why don't we have to watch this garbage? And I'm surprised the GH people didn't get mad.
Well, here, in Seattle, we didn't get the breaking news of what happened the other day. Did you,
Secretary of State.
Yes.
Of who? He ruined TV for me, the former Secretary of State, because they had a talk about the sentence on how he arrived to court. And for an hour after he was sentenced, they had to discuss how he was sentenced and what it was about.
I was not a very happy camper. I had no days till like
5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, she was not happy.
So I'll probably be
she was not happy.
You know what?
No.
They interrupt nothing in my area.
You know what?
Yeah, nothing here. But I think maybe.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because, David, wasn't it a couple weeks ago that the Miami stations had a cover of President Obama's visit to Cuba, and they were preempting Days and GH and YNR and all the other soaps on the Miami stations, but the West Palm Beach didn't do it?
Yeah.
GH?
Okay.
I have no idea.
So,
you can't interrupt GH.
No, it's unacceptable.
No. This is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable to do that. And, by call, you all going to be surprised with everything that has gone down on Dave this week?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So
now that Maggie brought it up first on Facebook and then just now, I might not want to take no chances being a day behind and find out what happens if I have to watch my days and find out that I see the former Secretary of State on instead of Dave.
Did you say sex tape?
I mean, I don't want to take no chances. I'll just delete this week and just start fresh next week. Not that I'm saying I'm protesting, but I just don't want to just fast forward through a whole news conference to watch Dave.
Carly?
Yes.
No, no. That's the only one I watch. So,
What, Tony?
If I might interject something, and I know you guys all know this, but I'm the same way. I will sit there, and we're right in the middle of something, and here comes a news story that has not a bloody thing to do with Sacramento here in California. But I've got some background on that because having worked at a broadcast television station in Grand Junction, Colorado for several years, we were flat out told that the minute anything comes on local or statewide, cut into whatever is there because they're trying to get ratings. Now, of course, if they come on
God.
Something. We've had stuff here locally cut in that you might not have gotten up there in Seattle, but I couldn't care less about something in Modesto. But they will cover it because it's that's what they're told to do.
Yeah. Well, Pauline, let me just stop you right there. I bet you back in 1999 when you had that Columbine shooting in Colorado, you guys were on it the minute before it became a national story.
Yeah.
Well, I was here in Sacramento at the time, but I know what you're talking about. No, there's important things, but there are also things that all they're trying to do is just gain. They're trying to gain ratings.
Yeah, and there's a baseball team called the Cubs that. Don't get me started on that, Maggie. I mean, you
must
know
that.
That's the same thing too, and I think there's about 4 or 5 games this year that are going to be involved. Now, tomorrow, I don't think it's going to happen unless there's an NBA game that's being shown at the same time, so I'm going to have to double-check the NBA website again to make
Tony,
sure.
Tony, I get what you're saying and all, but no, if, I get mad because, you know what? Yeah, I understand they have to go with breaking news, but here, they have the stupidest breaking news. Oh, a house caught fire 2 hours away. Okay, who cares?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yes. If it's something important that I need to know about in Sacramento, fine, but please don't tell me about something that's happening in Monterey. It doesn't affect
me.
I remember, Bobby. All right, I'll
let you finish now. Now the NBC affiliate here, CBS and CBS, they all know what I call them, and they get scared when I call them now. Because I'm like, yes, this is calling the daytime after dark. This is unacceptable what you just did. Now, what time are you selling the thing in the at night? And if they say, oh, we are not selling it, then I go, really? Okay, let me write this down, and let me let everyone know on my radio show that you guys don't care about daytime TV. I do that a lot because I'm like, okay, don't screw
me up.
You told
me
to
do that with ABC.
I'm going to give you a prime example. I used to watch the last version of Hollywood Squares that Tom Berger showed of Dancing with the Stars, formerly of America.
I love that.
And I tell you, our local station would break in just to cover a car crash or something like that. Or why? I mean, this was 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only time I really didn't...
It came to the point where I ended up saying, why am I watching the Family Feud with Louis Anderson hosting the show? Because Louis was the host back then before Steve Harvey became the current one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the waste of that?
It was.
Well, I love... I love game shows and everything. Carl, who's your favorite couple on dates right now?
Fun. Gosh, I don't know. Abigail went crazy, so I liked them before that. Nicole, I feel sorry for. I don't even know. Like, Jennifer and Eric totally tripped me out. Like, gross, yeah. Why did you do that? But I don't know. There's like really no good couples right now.
I know you might disagree with me. I know you might disagree with me, but I do like Hope and Waif together. I do.
No, I do like that, but they're not like official yet. So can't really like call them that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
no,
I think they're cute and I like that, but
yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, I love them because
but at the same time in my brain, I know it's like soap opera or whatever, but in my brain I'm just like, ew. I was like, rape Sammy, which is your niece, and
mm-hmm.
like, you're not, nah, I don't know. I mean,
well,
that's
you
not
know,
life, but.
Well, Carla,
well,
I'm
you know what we.
Can I just tell you who my favorite couple is? I like Brady and Teresa because I've seen all of similar thing to a real life thing that happened because it seems like every other interview that Eric and Jen does or appearances, it seems like they're just almost duplicating their characters. I mean, I'm not Sierra and Theo are also I can relate to because I like them too.
Brady and Teresa, I'm just like.
Yeah. I'm not sure
them.
About Gabby and JJ, but they're starting to become a good couple on the rise too.
Yeah,
I like Gabby and JJ.
So wait.
They're cute too.
Carl,
they don't show.
Carl, you don't like Brady and Teresa together?
No, I just I've liked him with so many other women than her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
but
that's
I'm gonna
okay.
go back to 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go back to a few weeks ago with Teresa when she lost her wedding ring, engagement ring.
Oh, that was funny.
And you know what it reminded me of? Khloe Kardashian doing the exact same thing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians with her wedding ring when she was married to Lamar. And I tweeted to Sam Lilly later on, it's official, you're the Khloe Kardashian of days.
Well, yeah.
No,
and
I don't like her. Like, I don't know. I don't like her.
Well, that's okay, but you know why? Yeah, I mean, but what I think is funny.
I just never will.
Okay, I call Zeno Hospital the mob show because I love it. I call Y&L the business of the Abbots and Newman in my mind. I call Bowden Beautiful this thing Yicky lately. And I call Dateable Life the Incestual Soap.
Isn't everybody on that show related to somebody
exactly.
that they're making love to?
Yeah, they pretty much are. Like, you just humped my cousin and my niece. I'm good.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. But didn't Guy and Whitey have a similar thing during his last three seasons with Jonathan and Tammy?
Yeah, but that was kind of different because Jonathan and Tammy did not grow up together. That was the whole basis of that. If they grew up together, I could see, you know, people, but they did not grow up, you know. It wasn't like they were sitting around Grandma and Granny's dinner table every week together as kids. It wasn't like that. Okay. We are going to play a quick game because I've decided to. And, Tony, before we start the game, who do you like covers, who do you like covers on ZH by now?
On GH, you know, I don't normally do the couple thing, but I've seen something in the last few episodes that are really kind of piquing my curiosity, and I swear, and you guys would probably think I'm nuts, Finola Hughes' character of Anna and Anthony Montgomery's character of Dr. Andre just seem to have such a spark there.
Yes.
They would be crazy because it would be perfect, and I'm going to say something you're going to love, Carly. It would be perfect to set that up, set it in motion, and then bring Ian Buchanan back and realize that Duke is still alive. That would form such a gigantic conundrum of, you know, drama. But they really those two good together.
He testified for her today in court.
Yes,
Andre
did. I saw
it. Yeah. Oh my God, that was thrilled. I love them together.
I mean, and everyone knows who my number one couple on Zeno Hospital because I love Sonny and Carly Carson in my couple.
Nobody knows it.
No one needs to screw them over for anything, because Sonny and Carly have grown up so much in the relationship. If this were the old Sonny and Carly, everything would have been destroyed and they would have broken up. But now since they are working on their, you know, thing, and I know Carly is afraid of the violence, but come on, you know what? Carlos and Zillian need to be taken out like the dogs they really are and be dead.
Mm-hmm.
After everything they have done to my Sonny, to Duke, to Son, that was not acceptable. You know, Son and Zale because of Carlos and Zillian, Duke's dead because of them, and Sonny kind of lost Avery because of this whole thing. So, yes, I do blame Zillian, and I'm not ever going to say I love Zillian. I mean, the only time I would, if he, like, has to save Sonny's life, then I might thank him for, like, a
day. I doubt it.
Yeah, well, I know. And I love that Rick Hurst is back on Canvas. And I love, and I just love Rick and Sonny's relationship because it has grown so much. And, you know, yeah, Rick did bad things in the past. But at the end of the day, all he wants to do right now is actually help his brother. Say, okay, what can I do for you? Just tell me your ideas, please. Because if it's going to get you in jail, I need to know now. And I just love it because,
that makes plans.
You know, yeah, and I would love it if they talk more about their mom with each other because I don't think they've ever had a sit-down conversation about, what do you remember about, you know, because Rick was there when she died. And
she baked cookies or something. Some little
cookies. Something. Okay, so we are gonna play a game and it's gonna call after this week we need a fun game because after all the crying I'm gonna do Sunday.
I've cried all day.
Yes, okay. So we're gonna play what I call the Desert Island game. Just for the hell of it, because, you know, everyone has been crying all week. Okay, and if you were trapped on a desert island with someone from any soap, and you can take three or four people from each soap, or if you only wash one soap, you may take four. And I'm going to let the 503 person take it first.
I take Brady, Rafe, Nicole, because she's just like me.
And me.
Shit. And I need another one.
Well, if you don't have another one, that's
I'll take those three. I'll take Rafe, Perkin. We'll also take Brady and Nicole. I would take them, and I'd be absolutely fine.
Okay, Tony?
Would it be okay if I used another show that was not a soap?
Sure.
Okay, yes.
Go for it.
May I switch it from character to actor?
Yes, you may.
You got it. From Longmire, I would absolutely choose Graham Greene, Zahn McLaren, Lou Diamond Phillips, and A. Martinez.
Oh, gee.
Wow.
I would die a happy puppy if that happened. Yeah.
What are you watching?
Can I go
what?
Through?
Oh, my God.
Can I go through?
Oh, yeah. Mom.
Can I go on Tony's Island?
Oh, yes. You, oh, no.
Hey,
if I may, in
my own defense, it's a Native American thing. I would just love to hang out with those guys. It would be so cool.
Oh, yeah. I just got your Lou Jim and Phil. It's freaking La Bamba. No.
No? Why?
No.
I kind of agree with the 503 call. Okay, Bobby,
okay.
Your turn.
She's your cousin.
Hello, my turn.
Look at anything you've done after La Bamba. No,
blah 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 blah. Oh, I love that movie.
My turn, Chloe.
Yes, Bobby, it's your turn.
Okay,
it's
I didn't
turn.
Know if you put me on hold accidentally or not.
No.
All right.
No, you're there.
All right, I'm
there.
Breathing.
Bamba.
All right.
Oh my
anyways,
God.
Well, I think it'll be Teresa and Brady from Days. And
yeah,
think,
you gotta go with them.
And I definitely gotta just go with my homegirl, my local girl, Felicia Cooper, aka Sasha from Bowling Beautiful, because I really wanted to talk about life growing up here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I think maybe just to make sure things get interesting, I would just and maybe to start maybe a little trouble between Jen Lilly is Kirsten Storms of General Hospital over who's really to be credited to playing Maxie all these years. And maybe Marvin Madison to probably just over who is the real Belle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, David, you pick.
Okay, first I want to say first, I will say Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory will be one of my choice. He's not here, and everything.
Oh, is that my country guy?
And
no, that's not. No,
That's Orbit, Captain Gotti, and Lynn Herring will be my three. So,
good having
you.
Supergirl girls.
Okay, mine is going to be
Sunny.
Okay, no, wait. Even though he's not on the soap right now, but he knows I'm like, been had a crush on him since I was a teenager, Zay Eddie Peck. Because, you know, he would keep me safe. And from Y&L, Dylan and Nick and Ben, and then from
you
B&B.
You just said three already.
Three from different soap. Three from every soap.
Well, you
I
just
said
four. Three. You're picking Dylan and Nick is two. That's a combo.
Why? Why
that's
is Dylan
people.
And Nick a combo?
No, that's two people. So you only have two other choices.
No, I
Sunny,
said three from
Dylan
different soaps.
No, you can't name two. They're not freaking one person.
No.
You gotta,
I never
so,
said they
Sunny,
were one
Dylan
person.
Children, relax.
I never said they were one person. I said Nick, Dylan. I said three or four, but... Maybe Dylan say we could pick three or four two soap.
You've already picked three. Who's your last one?
No, poo soap. Like Young and the West and whatever. Okay, Days of Our Life, I will pick Brady. Daniel to come back from the dead. And Victor.
Yeah.
And then General Hospital. Well,
okay, you're already
cut
off. You already named four.
Soap, poo, soap offer. I said that.
Oh, my God. Well, then I lose. because I can't.
Okay, well,
call
it's my soul and my game.
Every week, call her.
no,
so, yes.
Skills.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's my soul and
not...
my is my soul and my game, so I can
breathe.
Do whatever I want.
Your game, okay, you win.
Breathe.
You win.
Okay, but I wasn't done. I was going to say Duke.
You
and Dylan.
Done.
And
and Nick.
Yeah. Okay, call Nick and Dylan.
Cool.
Mine will be one person because they are brothers.
Oh,
mom,
no, but they're two.
Mom, will you please do something, please?
I asked you two girls to go to your room for one thing.
Time out.
I can't really thank
you,
please send my boys to their room.
You know, I could stick someone on you, 503, that you would not want me to stick on you.
Uh-oh.
You need to become a regular caller. As soon as we find out who you really are, you need to come on the show regularly, because this is the kind of stuff we have to deal with each and every week, and I've been putting up with this for over a year now since Carly invited me on Facebook to join us.
You're not counting right. Well, okay.
May I say kissing cousin?
What?
That's so
cousins,
funny.
Cousins.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Hey, there's a beautiful sunset tonight. Does anyone
really?
Really?
Oh,
oh,
okay,
oh
fine. Next time I will stick to the game rules, 503, okay?
We need new game without numbers.
What was I?
I think I have a
By the way,
is this every week? Don't worry. Oh no.
Well, call 503. Call. Listen, we didn't get your name. We did not get your name.
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Sure.
I don't know. Take it. Tiffany, Stephanie. What did you?
Okay. Well, call.
That's my cousin.
Call again. Did you look at the date today by any chance?
No, I already told you that I have not watched it, so I'm
no,
like,
no, okay, Carl. No, I said, have you looked at the date today?
The date is
calendar. Oh, I don't give a shit about the date today.
Oh, well,
I
know.
I'm that dumb bitch. So,
but who did? You know who did? And I almost took
the really
cell phone away from her.
And I'm not making any phone calls. So,
my grandma and I, we took Xanu. I have my doctor appointment. And so we took Xanu to McDonald's, and Xanu is my nephew, who I call Monkey because he climbs on everything. And he goes when we are out for breakfast, Grandma, I'm going to order everything I want. So he kept sending his order.
Grandma that?
No, well, yeah. You know how Grandma usually says, oh, pick one thing?
No, I don't know.
Xanu,
I don't even know who you are. But
she didn't get to hang out with Grandma Bigotti.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Oh.
It's true, right?
A wild one.
So, but no. Xanu was just so
cute.
How he was he was so cute, the way he was ordering. It was just so cute. And then when we left, he was like opening the door for us, and he goes, "You know, I'm good at opening the door." I'm like, "Yes, you are."
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, that's super sweet.
Well, I know. Give him. I understand. Give them a couple years. Yep.
They give them a couple years and they're assholes, but whatever.
Yeah, but come on, weren't we assholes in always?
But no, I was perfect. Like, I did not get in trouble. I knew how to not get in trouble, and I had still good grades and played sports. So, no. for me to be in trouble?
Well, yeah.
Whatever,
you,
Mom.
Yes. Tony. Oh, no.
Do I get any done on my island
I
yet?
Left exit stage
probably
is what I did.
Yep, yes.
Oh, Tony.
Can I get any done on my island?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my Tony. I'm like, oh, God. No, no,
how do you get my island?
Tony, and whoever else we're talking to, sorry. I blabbed
my
mouth. Not talked too long.
Okay,
all right,
David?
I seem to feel like I'm in the...
Yeah.
Where are you from?
What, yeah,
what's
Tony?
Your area code?
What, Tony?
Yes, Carly. Yes, Carly.
Okay,
what's
well,
your area code?
And I am telling you, it gets crazy on a Friday night. It gets really crazy.
I noticed. Should I go get another cocktail?
I'm sorry, I have a horrible mouth.
No, I actually love
May
you.
May I fix my island?
Yes, Mom, you
get...
can pick your island.
Okay, I didn't get a chance.
Okay, everyone, stop talking for Megan can pick her island.
She's Miss Chicago. Don't call her Maggie. She's Miss Chicago.
Okay, don't tell me what I can call my surrogate mother.
And your aunt.
Okay. So.
My okay, ready?
Go for.
So you're
yes.
cutting her off. Yeah.
I'm
cutting her off. Maybe pick you
Okay. I get.
Maybe
my
was
Sonny,
gonna talk before she picked, but
Sonny, Andre from Dave, and of course, Stitch.
I would pick Tammy if I could, but she's not.
I want all men.
Sister.
That's it. I only want men.
Well,
biggest women.
I mean, you could pick her not even on the show anymore too. That's acceptable. Cause I picked
I would
Duke.
Totally pick Sammy in a heartbeat, but like she's not there
oh,
anymore.
Oh, about
so.
That, about that, Carl. It looks like Allison Sweeney might be on her way back a day of her life. And you know who else? And
yes,
you know who else is coming back? Sunny.
Cool.
Sunny on day of her life is coming
Sunny.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you know I want to see Sunny and Paul. You know, there's been some talk that the Will, Will never died, and he might be coming.
Will.
Yeah, Will, the Will.
The other one I couldn't stand. I fast forward through the other one.
Yeah,
Well,
it looks like he might be coming back. I've seen some posts on it. But I'm not sure
so
about
it. Stefano, I'm actually surprised Stefano's actually dead because he's died so many times.
It's heartbreaking.
Well, in its own way, but I'm just surprised he's like actually dead. Like,
right.
No, because him and Victor are like great.
Right. I'm just waiting for the day that Eileen Davidson returns back in one form or another because I know she can't run. Three different shows,
Bynar
and the Real Housewives.
So okay, okay.
Time.
Bobby, shut your mouth, okay? I don't even like Eileen Davidson on YML. I really hate her on Days of Our Life. So
that?
Don't say that.
Who
I,
is
I
that?
Hate Kristen.
Who is that?
Kristen.
Yes. Yeah. She's bad in her
I
own
got a question.
Yeah, she's naughty, naughty.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, and Chloe, Chloe and Paco are on their way back in 2 weeks. And also, in real life, Chloe is pregnant, and she's having a baby boy any day
is
now.
Is she still dating the freaking whatever substitute for whatever she was dating on day.
Oh, no, they broke up.
She's an
no, they broke up.
No, she's married.
No, but they broke up. They broke up about a year or two ago because of
where
the mother, I think.
Where did that show go is my question. Where did that show go? Because it used to be her and then, like, a couple other soap stars – and they had their own reality show, and that was fun to watch.
Yes, Duty Soap.
It was like on E or something, or I can't remember what it was on.
Yeah,
it was a good show.
Because it weren't for Kirsten Storms being sick and reviewing what she had, I don't think we would have known who Jen Lilly was, either rather than as Maxie on TH or even as Teresa. That's all I can say. We would have seen somebody else as Teresa. If it weren't for...
Well, that is true. That is very, very true.
So we were lucky to meet her.
And Tony dropped something.
Spencer coming back.
Well, but I would love, you know what, a tad bit of information, Justin Kiriakis might not be Justin and Victor's nephew and uncle. No, I've called this years ago. But I think you know, Victor, we're gonna find out Victor and Justin are father and son. And Tony, you are back on mail.
Yes, I was very rudely dropped.
You sound like a racist.
I didn't do anything. I wasn't even playing with my
I know you, Carly. You would never do anything.
Baby,
it's the powers to be. It's the powers to be. That happens sometimes.
Well,
yes. Oh, my gosh. You're like such a radio voice.
What?
You're like a voice somebody needs to go to sleep with. It's just like, call me. And it's just like, go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Remember, Carla, I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to have another boyfriend ever again. Unless it's, you know.
Well, why bother? They're all dumb.
Thanks. Yes, I agree. Okay, it's almost time for wrapping up, but what is everyone doing this weekend? I will start with 503.
What am I going to do? Do laundry, do my chores, like clean the house and just my chores, pretty much. It's going to be beautiful. So I'm going to take my new bad boy car out and put the top down. And
it's gorgeous.
Let my hair flow in the wind.
I love you, Carl. I love you, Carl. It's awesome. What made you decide to get a new car?
I was going to get a new car anyways. And I was going to upgrade to the 4Runner. But I don't haul football players and sports people around anymore. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a nice little freaking car to where, honestly, it's given me so much patience. It's unbelievable because I know I can just, like, get around them in 2 seconds when I want to. And, like, even if they're in front of me and driving me crazy, I'm just like, whoop, pass. And I get to work in like 10 minutes. It used to take me 20. And I'm just like, how am I going this fast? Like, and I still don't do anything. No, I love that car. I think that I'm old enough and I've gone through enough crap in my life that I deserve it. And I'm not going to let my kid even breathe on it if he's lucky. And I don't know. I just came to that point, traded my old car in. I don't need an SUV anymore with my man having a truck. There's no reason having 2 SUVs. So when we want to go get a wave, or a weekend beach trip or whatever, like, might as well ride in style and be comfortable, is my opinion. Mm-hmm. Having people die too young in my life, and they never got to experience those things. I'm older than them already, and I'm going to enjoy the ride. It's like, screw it. Money's nothing. You can't take it with you. You might as well
enjoy
the ride.
You know what they say?
I'm back. I am back, everyone. Did everyone miss me? Blog talk coming about me.
Anyways.
And hung about me. That was a nice blog talk.
Anyways,
I hear what that other person is saying.
Right.
Okay,
well, Carla,
so you know what?
Carly, I can't hear what that other person is saying. The other person was saying something.
Bobby, yes.
Tony? Well, you know what, Carla? I will agree with you about what you just said, and, you know, you only live once, so I guess you have to just, what the hell, just live a little bit more.
Enjoy it. Yeah, live in the moment. Like,
and by the way, Carla.
Live in the moment.
Carla, I'm on Facebook under Bobby Evans, so if you're willing enough to have a Facebook friend so we can chat more about the soaps, then just add me tomorrow, and I'll be sure to accept you.
Sure.
All right.
I'm down for that.
All right, cool.
Carla, is it okay if I do it for do the whole film request for each other? Do you mind if I do that?
No, that's fine. I don't care.
I'm a
private person, but
yes. Oh, Tony, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm just gonna enjoy the sun, like I said, do chores and do yard work and. That's it.
What about Tony?
Honey, I just thought, how strange. Did I just answer? It didn't sound like my voice. I mean, really,
no.
I do know what I sound like.
You didn't answer.
Apparently.
So what are you doing?
I'm working on that client website, trying to get it done by, I have to launch it in 2 weeks.
It's work. You never get a day off. That's what sucks. It's like your weekend.
Well, that's
you're still working.
That's what happened.
Oh, well, but are you going to just enjoy yourself alone this weekend, Tony?
I'll do my best.
Well, that's all we can ask for.
How old are you, Tony?
I'm 64.
And you watch soap operas? Not really.
And
well,
you do also?
No, I'm just asking you. Do you watch them with your wife, or do you have you watched them forever and you got like glued in? Is it your like closet love, or like what's your story?
No, my husband. But my partner and I, we occasionally watch them together.
Okay. So which ones are your favorites? Do you watch them all, or do you watch certain ones?
I only really watch one. Carly, you seem to be losing control.
Why am I losing control?
I only watch one myself.
Carly, losing control. This is what we do on here, Tony. When a new caller comes, she always asks everything about everything. So, you know, we are always like this on Daytime After Dark. Why, Maggie?
I like to know the people I'm talking to. So it's
exactly.
Like, what's your area code? What do you like? What do you do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bobby, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, besides watching on the computer the Cubs and try to sweep the Braves, I'm sorry, Maggie. I'm going to do some miniature golfing for the weather tonight and that's it. And I think we're supposed to get some rain, but if the weather is okay, I'm going to just do some miniature
golfing.
You're
hoping you get rain? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if. I think there's a chance it could be rain, so I'm hoping to get it in before it starts raining.
And where are you from?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina. So, what are you farming or planting stuff? What do you want rain for? No.
I'm actually work at a restaurant. Caller.
But you need those for spices and stuff.
No, roll silverware. Like I said earlier, caller, if you want to add me to Facebook, then that'd be cool. But
I'm a summer baby. Like I love the sun.
Yeah,
I'm going to have 90 on Monday, and I'm just like, oh, no. What am I going to wear?
Wait. It's going to be 90 on Monday?
Yeah, it's going to be 80 on, or tomorrow, it's going to be like 78, and then 80 on Sunday, and then 90 on Monday. And I'm like, oh, shit. What am I going to wear to work? I got to get in shape for one. It's like summer's coming way before my body was prepared. And yeah, I'm like,
okay, well, we lost Tony. Oh, David B., did you tell us what you're doing this weekend?
Oh, not yet. Well, I'm going to binge watch all the shows that I tape on my DVR. I have DVR full of stuff. Then I'm going to church on Sunday. I'm going to do that binge watching this weekend.
What is he saying?
Okay, this weekend I'm going to Casa Bonzo's West. I'm going to West. And on Sunday, my sister-in-law and I, Amber, are going to see Mother's Day, the movie Mother's Day with Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
Because I haven't seen her in like 2 months or 3 months, so we try to have a movie day.
Be super fun.
I'm glad you brought up Jennifer Aniston, Carly, because that's what I forgot to put on my desert island is her and her dad. I'm sorry.
What did you say, Julie? Who's and whose dad?
Jennifer Aniston and her dad that plays Victor on Days. John.
Victor is her dad.
And you know, it's funny. Someone asked me the other day.
I love Jane Aniston. She's so adorable.
Yes.
She is, like, so freaking cute. I love her.
Yeah.
And honestly, she's been more my fave since she ditched Brad. And
exactly.
I just love her, who she is now. I was like, you grew so much as a person and as a woman. Like, you're so freaking hot right now. You just got, like, most beautiful person.
Yeah, she is.
And you do nothing.
You don't make the
you're
cover
plain
people bad for being the most beautiful person for nothing.
Oh, my God. I love her so much. And I hated her. Like, I didn't hate her, but I didn't like her when she was, like, friend's chick and she annoyed me and she was with Brad. And everyone loved her back then. I love her now. I'm like, you've grown so much as a person. Like, you're so beautiful. You're so genuine. You're, like, happy. You're so adorable right now. I didn't like her when she was Brad. I think Brad put her down. Like, he just...
I will say this. I have a thing every night. I have to watch back-to-back episodes of Friends because I love Friends. And I took the quiz one day.
Yeah, I never got into Friends.
What?
I never got into Friends.
Oh, that's okay.
Everyone did. I just never did.
Well,
I didn't.
That's okay. But we're going to have a really relaxing weekend, and everyone should behave themselves, and next week I will let you guys know what CBS Common Line is, because we are going to, you know, we need to flood them. What happened this week?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm watching a game at the same time. And
what game?
Portland. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. What's going on right now?
Well, you're watching basketball.
And I was like, oh. I was just like, oh, shit, what happened to your face?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I'm just really close game right now, so I got, like, ants in my pants. But.
Mm-hmm.
You want that?
And we all, has this been confirmed? Has this been confirmed just like 3 minutes ago that Nancy from Days of Our Life is coming back on Days? So, and, we are going to be interviewing Nancy from Days of Our Life.
Yeah, yes, I talked to her some months ago on a talk show. And she's
Adrian's mother?
Yeah, Chloe's mom is coming back on Days of Our Life very, very soon.
Who's mom?
Chloe's.
Chloe.
Corey.
Chloe.
Oh, okay.
Parker's
God.
Mother.
Yeah.
Who's Corey? Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Parker's mother.
So, that's just been confirmed. And, also, you know, Tony DeMille might make
I thought he was he's in jail. Yeah, I was saying he was dead too. Gosh, that's
and you know what?
Bitch, but.
And I hope Faith stayed in jail, and I hope someone rapes him in jail. After what he did to Sierra.
Hey, now, nobody deserves anything like that, no matter what you've done. Something
oh
bad
my God, okay.
in your life, like.
Okay, you know what?
No,
that's
you're
just
bad,
my opinion.
But, like, I don't wish.
That's just
I
my
just
opinion.
Don't wish. I know. I
what?
Just don't wish things like that upon anybody. I guess, yeah, if you did it for years, you molested children, you're friggin' rapo, then fine. But I don't know.
Well, you know, that's just how I feel about it, and
I know,
you know
I agree. I agree, but I don't.
Okay,
like,
maybe
I was a little too harsh about it, but he did to Sarah,
and now everyone thinks Sarah is easy and all this, and Abe told Sarah,
no,
oh,
they
can
don't,
I hang
no, they don't, no, they don't
that
think
guy,
she was easy, some guy
yeah,
was just trying to hit on her like everyone else does, that that's all it was, and she had to tell him no.
Okay, number one, you haven't seen the ending of this week, Sierra,
no, but I watched
Quill,
before.
Zoe, Cleo, Sierra all end up in jail because of this guy. And, my mom?
Theo punched him, which is good. He got him off of her.
Whatever.
He
the point of the
she...
story, I don't wish bad upon anybody. Like, I just don't. Like,
and
if you're going to do wrong, you'll get your own karma, and I believe in that. So it's just like, I just don't wish bad upon people.
He arranged to have
Faith's picture with her and the video screen when at the prom. And her going, that girl's gone wild. He did a pose like that.
Are you talking about reality?
No, on the video screen on Days while they were at the prom.
Everybody's
happy-go-lucky. And then they look at the video screen, which you're going to see stuff on. And instead, you see the disgusting pictures he put up there. And that's the reason,
I mean, I would stick up for myself as well. But when it comes down to ticks, like, I've grown as and you want to yell at the TV, that's fine, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, it's just like, and you know what? Anyone that molests a child or rapes a woman or beats whatever, you know what? Go away. You don't belong on this face of the earth. Go to your own island, and I hope you guys eat each other, you know, for all I care. But at the same time, I have compassion for, like, little things. Like, if you did something wrong and in little ways, like, you deserve a second chance. But if you rape or kill or molest or do anything to anyone, go on your own fucking island, and I don't care what happens to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just like today, on Young and the Restless with Sin, I'm sorry, but was he this did? They need to throw a book out. A pyromaniac sleeping with all these guys and you this cause say this call.
Are
out
you talking about
Keys
right now?
No, I'm talking about Young and the Restless.
Oh.
Sharon Case.
Sharon Case. I mean, you know, but we're going to end this show because our time's up. And next week, we will talk more about the dates, what's going on in Days, and we are going to test on Bold and Beautiful, Quinn and Liam Gross because we didn't have time tonight. And then I will let everyone know when the primetime season finales are going off the air for the season. And
are you caught up on Nashville? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm not. I haven't, but
I'm like five
you know.
Episodes behind. I'm like, oh, shit, my DVR's not even recording anymore because I'm so far behind.
Really?
I mean, it's recording it, but I'm missing, like, I need to change my recordings. Like, I'm totally, like, five episodes behind. I just been so busy.
I'm seven.
You have to put Keith on, then it doesn't really fit.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah, I love that show, though, but I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I need to freaking figure it all out because I haven't watched
it.
But anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your closing statement.
Carly?
What?
Before you go off, I got one question.
Yes.
I think the viewers might want to hear it, maybe. Okay. We got Andre back, right, which we love. I do. Anyway,
yes.
Tony is coming back. Will he get to play both roles?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
That's what I'm hoping. Thank you.
Yeah, because he did once before. He did. But I wonder if they get paid for doing, like, their one role and their another role. I'm going to ask Taylor when he comes back about that next time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like to find out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
How did he do?
The next couple of weeks, we will have really good May Sweet Sunday Time After Dark. And my birthday is on June 9th. And
that's, like, so far away.
Well,
day apart.
She's like ready to celebrate.
Well, no, I'm just saying that we will have a really good birthday show for myself because we are probably going to get a lot of surprise calls that night.
Hey.
Yes, I know.
Daddy.
I know.
Okay,
so
happy Friday to everybody and hope you have
a nice weekend, everyone.
Carl, I will talk to you later this weekend. Will you have time?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see, but yeah. I just have a million chores to do, so.
Okay. Night, guys. Have
Goodbye.
A good weekend.
Night, everybody.
Okay. Night. Bye-bye.
Bye.